Holy cow, what a ball game. Tigers looked like it wasn't going to be their night, and mainly because of the way Albany was playing. And then down 15, the Tigers just did little things and got back in it, and then got some just huge performances, and Alex Asmus kind of took over the game for a little bit there, and then Brother Riley had some big shots. Tyson Grove hit a three. So the Tigers took their first lead since 3-2 at 72-71, but Albany answered with a three. And then the Tigers come back down and score again on a Grove three. And then after a couple misses by the Albany Huskies, the Tigers clinch this one with a free throw down the stretch. 12 seconds left, Albany went down, and the Tigers got the rebound, and pretty much a packed house here. I mean, there was plenty of room for more fans, but I'm just saying on a Monday night, this was the number one thing going on. And a lot of, I talked to a few fans from out of town too. We're gonna try to get Jacob here shortly. For the Huskies of Albany, leading the way was Braden Jessen. He had 27. Van Heel off the bench with 13. Also had Lucas Hondel. He came in and he scored 11. Also 14 for Jackson Austin, 11 points for Ashton Olson. And again, just a really outstanding ball game. Jake Buttweiler, I don't think scored, but he was in foul trouble the whole evening as the fans are still talking this one over. And again, a little bit, there was a technical foul called on one of the players, and the Tigers scored 1 point on that possession, so that was a little bit. But the Tigers go to 16-0 and will hold on to that number two ranking, just barely, let's put it. But I really thought that this was a good barometer game for the Tigers as they, again, were looking to play some of these teams that, and again, last year's state champs, that was who was here tonight. Yeah, they have some seniors gone, as the Tigers have some seniors gone, but 14-2 Husky team that had only lost to Montevideo. And I think that says something about Montevideo as well, that they beat this team by 10 in St. Cloud earlier. And then the Pequot Lakes was the only other team that had beaten Albany. So I think you had two top 10 teams that put on a good show here tonight. And the Tigers come out 80-76 as we wait for Coach Torgerson here, see if we can't get him on the headset. Just a whale of a ball game, and again, the Tigers now, is that 15-0 or 16-0? I think they're 16-0 now. Let's talk about upcoming games. So the Tigers' next games are Friday, Saturday. It's a pretty unique situation. Well, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, coached by former Tiger Logan Manska and Jacob Torgerson's classmate and fellow player, is coming here with his team, and as well as Maple River, a rival of Lake Crystal. Mr. Osterman coaches that team down, and they've been in the state several times as well. Those two teams are coming this weekend, and so is West Central Conference team Sauk Center. The Tigers will play Lake Crystal on Friday night, and then they will play Maple River on Saturday. Sauk Center will flip-flop and play Maple River the first game on Friday, and then the Saturday game, Sauk Center will turn around and play Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. There will be JV games, so it'll be three time slots on Friday. The Tigers will play the late game approximately 7:30 against Logan Manska's Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. And again, it's going to be one of those situations where you get two different teams, and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial has been to the state tournament and or been in the section finals two of the last 3 years, and Coach Manska does a great job, and he'll have his team, and again, Maple River as well. So it's going to be one of those situations that should be a good weekend of activity here, as the JV teams will also get action. They'll play both JV games at the same time, I would say in that 5 o'clock range, and then you'll have one varsity game on the main floor, and then the Tigers and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial will play the second one. So again, still waiting for Coach T here. 80-76, our final score. So scoring for the Tigers, Alex Asmus led the way with 26. Tyson Grove, including the go-ahead three, had 13. Huebner had 8. Riley Asmus, and he also had another go-ahead basket. Once the Tigers got behind again, he got the big two inside. He had 17. Kehoe had 8. Tiernan off the bench hit 2 threes for 6 points, and the Tigers end up winning this one by a final of 80-76. Jake, what a ball game. I mean, I think we got all that we bargained for and more. And, you know, I think we wanted to play a game like this, and win or lose, it was a game we needed to play.
That's just a gutsy performance, win or loss at the end, to come back and to have the energy. And I told Cooper up on the live stream that I haven't seen the gym like this in I don't know how long, and that's such a special feeling growing up in the place. So told the kids in the locker room, I'm so proud of them, from number 0 down to number 50, and the 3 student managers and all the coaches and fans alike. Is a win like this just brings community together and makes it a little bit more special when it's a comeback, even if you would rather have it a different way.
Yeah, and I think the big thing, you know, Albany was clicking, man. They in the first half, they were moving the ball like we have been. They kind of were the same kind of team as dribble, drive, kick out, 3, but guess what? They were just swish, swish. I mean, I don't know. I didn't keep stats on the final of they finally started missing some threes in the second half, but, man, they made a lot of threes. But guess what? We watch highlight. You watch highlight. They do that. Yep. It's not – that wasn't something that all of a sudden just happened on a given night. But Alex kind of took over the game a little bit, and you can talk about that.
Yeah, it seemed like in the second half we said we got to get it under 10 by the 10-minute mark, and it's kind of the goal. And we got it under 10 pretty early, actually, in the second half. And then it's you make a run, and it seemed like for a while there they had every answer for us. And that makes it tough when you're trying to get a comeback. Well, all of a sudden they make a 3, and then Alex comes down, and he got hot for us and made a couple threes. And then we got Tyson on a skip where Riley had a really good post-up. They had a play scouted and didn't give Riley the post-up. Well, the backside help was there, and we threw a skip for Tyson 3. And then, like you said, Alex Asmus, 26 points, I think, really took over the game for our offense, and credit to all of our kids. But Riley with some big post-ups. Jonah had a few good drives and some kicks. And then Jack Kehoe grinded. Ben Tiernan made a couple threes. And just everybody on the bench and the coaching staff as well, just to stay engaged. And the second half, like you mentioned, Albany with all their good sets they ran in the first half. And they haven't really been a team that has run a lot of sets that I've seen, because they haven't really needed to. Well, we've been kind of in the same boat. And I think the second half we did run a little bit better stuff overall, and we obviously made some more shots. So just so proud of our boys, and thanks for covering the Tigers.
Yeah, that's Tiger head coach Jake Torgerson after this 80-76 win over the Huskies. We'll let Jake go. And again, just a thriller, and glad that we could have it on the air and stuff. Again, 80-76. Wow, what a game. And really give Albany a lot of credit. I got a chance to talk to Grant Johnson in his first year. You know, their coach Slagle, after winning the state title, decided to go watch some of his daughters play, and you can't blame him for that. But Grant is taken over, and Albany will be in good hands there. But it was a tough physical game, and there was some some yelling from both sides at officials and things. But again, I really like the fact that the Tigers, down 15 at one time, came back and fought hard, and they found a way to win. Now, this is still middle of the season, so I think the barometer's there and say, hey, we gave up 76 points tonight to a really good team, and there's going to be a lot of those good teams, including a team that the Tigers will face down the road here, Montevideo, who they beat on the road. But Montevideo beat this same team by 10. So, again, great ball game. Glad to have it. Thanks to all our sponsors of Tiger Basketball. So, again, thanks to all our sponsors of Tiger Basketball, and also thanks to Dee Dee. Again, really enjoyed covering this one. And, again, win or lose, I was just watching a really good set of athletes going after each other pretty well, and the Tigers prevail 80-76. Till next time, Mark Torgerson signing off. Have a good week.
Thanks a lot. That's Mark Torgerson.